This case is a big test of some new provisions in labor law. It centers on so-called contingent faculty at PLU, the fill-in or adjunct instructors who teach a third of the university's credit hours. Some disclosure, PLU holds the license for KPLU, where the on-air staff are currently the university's only unionized unit. The faculty members say they're underpaid and have no job security, and they want to vote on whether to form a union. Administrators have fought that effort. They say the university is a religious institution and therefore lies outside the National Labor Relations Board's jurisdiction. Now the NLRB's Northwest region has finally weighed in, and they're siding with the faculty. Senior lecturer Jane Hardy teaches in PLU's music department.
This is a national debate about what to do about beleaguered adjunct contingent faculty who are paid very poorly. This is a way to make progress for our profession and actually to save it.
The board found that PLU, while connected to the church, operates largely as a non-religious organization. Other universities have been watching to see how the NLRB would decide that question. PLU spokeswoman Edie Disler says the university will appeal.
To us, it's kind of hard to say that you are not a religiously affiliated institution when you're actually owned by the Lutheran Church.
Meanwhile, Disler says PLU will help facilitate the union vote, which could come as early as this fall. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.